ESPN 100.3 New Orleans. It's British Open time, and Charlie Ricks from NOLA Golf Academy joins us. Charlie, I know on your show Monday night, it's 6 to 8 right here on ESPN New Orleans 100.3. You're going to be recapping it. Yesterday on the show, you talked about how this weather was going to change, and it changed. Yesterday, the scores were pretty good. Minus 5, was holding the lead. Today's a little bit different story, though.
Yeah, they got a little reprieve yesterday, the players, with that calm weather. We saw some low scores. Jordan Spieth certainly took advantage of it with that minus 5 round. But today, a different day. We had some wind. We had some rain. They suspended play for a short period of time. Still raining out there now. There's only 8 players in this field for this second round that shot under par. That will give you an indication how difficult it is. But let's go to the leaderboard now. Jordan Spieth is ahead by 2 shots. He's minus 6. He made a nice eagle putt on 15 of about 10 feet, but came right back. And it shows you how difficult. Every hole is a challenge in this weather, Jay. He bogeyed 16. He missed a 2-foot putt for that bogey. He's on the 18th hole currently. He is at minus 6. Matt Kuchar is in the clubhouse at minus 4. Ian Poulter, the flashy Englishman, is at minus 3. He's in the clubhouse. And Brooks Koepka, the U.S. Open champion, is playing along with Jordan Spieth. He's on 18 as well. He's at minus 3. Some notables today that miss the cut. Phil Mickelson, plus 7 today. He was plus 10 for the tournament. The cut line was at plus 5. He's not going to be around the weekend. John Daly, he gone, missed the cut. Patrick Reed from Baton Rouge, Justin Thomas missed the cut. Some other notables, Rory McIlroy continues to crawl back. Remember yesterday he bogeyed 5 out of the last, I guess, of the first 6 holes. Fought his way back, shot a 2-under today. He's minus 1, still within reach with 2 rounds to go. Any player, Jay, within 6 shots, 7 shots of this leader has a chance to win this golf tournament over the weekend. Jason Day is plus 3. Justin Rose is plus 3. John Rahm, Dustin Johnson is plus 3. And Sergio Garcia is plus 2. In the clubhouse, Adam Scott plus 3, Ricky Fowler is plus 2, which was Gus Kattengill's pick to win this British Open. Now, Jordan Spieth, yes, he looks like he's got this look in his eye. He wants this golf tournament. Remember this about Jordan Spieth. He's only 23 years old. If he wins this golf tournament on Sunday afternoon, you know now what the storyline will be for next month's PGA Championship.
That would be the only one he hasn't won, correct?
The Grand Slam, the career Grand Slam. But let me remind you, Tiger Woods won his career Grand Slam at age 24.
Wow.
Jordan Spieth, he's won 10 times on the tour. And we seem to forget that he's only 23 because we've had so many other young players under him, you know, that certainly he looked like the elder statesman in the group. So, yes, I'm pulling for him now. My guy, Justin Rose, the Englishman, nah, he still has a chance in this golf tournament. But right now, I've always been a Jordan Spieth. I told you yesterday I think he's the best player in the world.
Yes, you did.
Forget about the official world golf rankings. And I'll take Jordan Spieth against anybody in the world right now, especially the way he's looking right now in the British Open.
And he just wrapped up his second round, and he almost birdied out from off the green. So he finishes it at 6 under. What's the weather like the next 2 days? Can he hold up, and will this weather remain the same, or will the golf course play faster or slower from here on?
Okay, the forecast is they're going to get a break tomorrow with the rain. You may have a scattered shower, which you always have a chance for over in there. But the winds are going to die down tomorrow also. But Sunday's a little different. We are going to get some rain on Sunday, and we are going to get the winds to pick up. The winds could be 25 miles an hour on Sunday morning. So, Jay, set your clock. You can watch tomorrow and Saturday this British Open at 3:30 a.m. on the Golf
That's
Channel.
That's about the time I get up.
There
That's
you go.
About the time I go to sleep.
And then at 6 o'clock, it moves over to NBC. So we have a full morning, a full day of majors golf.
And you can see how it's already changed. As I'm looking at the TV, they showed Henrik Stenson hitting out of a bunker. It was a bogey, and he actually had to drain about a 15 to 20-foot putt to get that bogey. Then they cut to Matsuyama, who's on the golf cart, on a muddy, wet golf cart, trying to hit off of that. So conditions have absolutely changed.
And we don't know. I just gave you a forecast that the winds might let up tomorrow and maybe not some rain. But, Sharif, as you say, it could change in a heartbeat. So be prepared. I like the way Jordan Spieth is playing right now. He has the look in his eye.
You think he wins it?
He wants this golf tournament. I think he's going to win it.
Okay.
One name that can possibly catch Spieth and win this.
Brooks Koepka he's so long. He's hitting short irons into all of these greens. And he three-putted 16 just like Jordan Spieth did. But I think if Brooks Koepka can find that golf ball, he'll press him.
That's Charlie Riggs from the NOLA Golf Academy. You can catch his show Monday at 6 to 8 on ESPN 100.3 New Orleans. We'll be right back after this.